I'm Steve Potter, and coming up next on Cityscape, Bosnian Born, a new art exhibit. But first, eight vocalists from Opera Theatre St. Louis will take the stage on June the 9th for the fifth annual Sing for Siteman concert to benefit the Siteman Cancer Center at Barnes Jewish Hospital and Washington University School of Medicine. Those performers will be accompanied by pianist Carol Wong, who joins us now on the phone from New York. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the program.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Also here in the studio joining us is the event co-chair, Kim Eberline, and the evening's MC, Sarah Brian Miller, who you know is the classical music critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We welcome both of you.
Thank you so much.
Carol, let me begin with you. It's often said that cancer touches everyone, you know, in one way or another. And you know that as well as anyone. You created this concert in honor of your parents. Could you share that story with us?
Yes. Well, I was in a lot of denial when my father died of cancer, and I watched him die quite slowly, and then it was sudden when he was in Hong Kong, and I never really forgave myself for not being there when he died. And I created this concert actually to honor him. My mother is also a cancer survivor as well.
Sarah Brian Miller, Brian, you're a cancer survivor yourself. That's a personal story. Do you mind talking about it?
Yes, I was diagnosed in November of 2010 with stage 3 inflammatory breast carcinoma, which is a very rare and aggressive breast cancer. And then 2 years later, almost exactly, I was diagnosed with a second one, an early stage cancer.
How did that affect your life, your career?
It changes everything. It changes everything. The first one, especially, I had 6 months almost of chemo. I had surgery. I had radiation treatment. And I'm still on medication for that.
I understand you had an excellent doctor.
I had the best surgeon in the world, Timothy Eberline, who's the head of Siteman. And when I was worrying about this, I kept getting emails from people saying, have you talked to Tim? Have you talked to Tim? And I figured he'd be too busy for me. I was doing my chemotherapy at Missouri Baptist with the excellent team there. And so I finally called Tim, and he called me back and talked for 20 minutes and said, we're going to cure you. And he was right.
Well, Kim, Dr. Eberline happens to be your husband. And the center, the Siteman Cancer Center, is recognized as really a top-tier treatment center. If your husband were here, what might he tell us about the center?
I think he would tell us that it is the only NCI or National Cancer Institute approved comprehensive cancer center within 250 miles. It's now the third largest cancer center. And for any type of cancer that you may encounter, you are able to get treatment here in St. Louis without having to go somewhere else.
Carol, currently you're a senior examiner at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. I know you grew up in Vancouver. So what's, just very briefly, what's your musical background and what's your St. Louis connection?
Well, I've been to a lot of schools, actually, but I came to New York to go to Juilliard. And as a student, I was hired by Opera Theater to come work for them during the off-season. And that's when I got to know the wonderful company that they are. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to establish a relationship now as a professional.
So it's been Opera Theater performers that have been involved with this event since the beginning?
Yes, it's been with Opera Theater since the beginning. I started my first recital actually in Santa Fe. And that's when Tim O'Leary happened to be in town and really liked the idea and invited me to try and do a similar recital in St. Louis.
Well, how successful have you been? I know that money that you raise from this event benefits Siteman's Discovery Fund, I believe it is. So tell me how successful you've been in the past, and whoever wants to respond, how the money is put to use exactly.
I'll be happy to answer that. We have raised at least $100,000 from this event in 4 years. This will be our fifth year. We're hoping for our best year ever in terms of audience, in terms of the amounts of funds raised. And the concert benefits the Discovery Fund, which is sort of like a startup fund for the most promising research. So just an example, in recent years, we've been able to fund the development of a breast cancer vaccine by Dr. Will Galanders. This funding allowed him to show that this method works and then go and get outside funding to a large extent, probably at the ratio of 25 to 1. They're now carrying out clinical trials of a breast cancer vaccine right here in St. Louis. There's another example of a vaccine against melanoma that's being developed and showing very dramatic responses. So these wouldn't be happening without this concert. So this is having a huge impact.
So whoever would like to respond to this, who are the performers from Opera Theater who are going to be involved in this on June the 9th? And, you know, I should point out that is their night off. So those that get involved, I mean, they really must be motivated and have a reason for being a part of this. In fact, before you answer that, though, we talked to tenor Sean Panikkar recently about his work at this year's Opera Theater Festival season. And he had this to say about why it was important for him to be involved in this event this year.
When I was approached to do the Sing for Siteman concert, I was really excited about it, actually. It's a concert that's benefiting the Siteman Cancer Center, the Barnes Jewish Hospital. And I think, you know, all of us have people in our lives that have been affected by cancer. We've all been touched by cancer in one way or another. My grandmother died of cancer. My mother-in-law is a recent cancer survivor. And my brother is an oncologist back in Pennsylvania. And as an opera singer, oftentimes we're on a stage and we're singing and we get standing ovations and people stand up and they shower us with praises. But oncologists go to work every day and they're actually saving lives. And, you know, people aren't standing up and clapping for them. And that's something that affects me because my brother, I see what he goes through on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, he just comes home and sometimes he's absolutely crushed because there are people that he really wants to help and he knows that there's nothing you can do. And so to be able to give up just one evening and raise some money for a great cause, I couldn't be happier to do it. I mean, this is just something that we're all thrilled to be a part of. And we're hoping to raise a lot of money for the Siteman Cancer Center.
That's tenor Sean Panikkar. We're also talking to Kim Eberlein and Brian Miller about the 5th annual Sing for Siteman event, which is coming up on Monday, June 9th at the John Burroughs School's Performing Arts Center. So Sean is one of the performers from Opera Theater that's going to be involved. Who are the others? And I don't know, maybe you know some of the reasons that they're involved too. You could share with us. Anyone? Here.
Well, it's a great lineup of singers. Stephanie Blythe, for whom the world premiere of 27 by Ricky Ian Gordon was composed. Rene Barbera, very exciting young tenor. Sean Levy Hernandez, who's singing Papageno in Magic Flute. It's a nice mix of established singers and up-and-coming singers. But I was an opera singer before turning to the dark side as a music critic, and this is what we do. Everyone wants to give what they can. And for musicians, whether they're singers or instrumentalists, this is what we can do to help raise money for a good cause like this. And I'm really thrilled to be a part of this. I've attended the last three, and it's very exciting to be asked to be the MC, mm-hmm. An honor.
And Carol, when you're putting this thing together, what are you looking at as far as the kind of evening you're trying to create?
I wanted to create an evening that I wanted to go to. I go to concerts at least twice a week here in New York. I want it to be fun, and I want it to be short. Honestly, the concert is about an hour. We have every voice type. We have all ages of singers, as Brian says. And we have very serious music, French melody, German lieder, Rachmaninoff. But we also have musical theater. We have classical musical theater, like Rodgers and Hammerstein, and contemporary ones like Madame of La Mancha. And I also added in some John Lennon and Ricky Ian Gordon, who is currently writing an opera for Opera Theater. You're going to have, like, funny songs, heartfelt songs. I've had people come up and tell me that they laughed and they cried, both.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing there, because cancer is one of those topics with a stigma, and some people are uncomfortable talking about it. Some people maybe are afraid to laugh or have a good time. So is that a fine line sometimes? And does that make it difficult when you put on an evening like this?
Definitely. I mean, I work with the singers. I ask them what they would like to sing. And initially, they always handed in a very sad song. I'm like, this is not a funeral. We're going to have a fun evening. And I always look at the text, too. And I think the text of the songs are just as important as music. So I list all of the composers of the text in the program. So I want it to be an evening of both poetry and music. But to answer your question, it's going to be a fun evening.
I'd like to add to that, having been able to attend all of the performances, it's way beyond the opportunity to raise funds for a good cause. It's a night of remembering and honoring all those people in our lives who have experienced cancer. And it's doing that by remembering their spirit, by using their experience to raise funds. And it's just a way of bringing people together for something that we're all affected by. And yet it's in a very positive way. It's a serious subject, but it's a night of great entertainment, great energy, and you get to meet with the performers afterwards, and they will tell you personally why they're doing this. It's just a very unique evening. It's just great music. And then afterwards, we have a dessert and wine reception. Again, everything for this is donated by people in St. Louis who are very motivated in the same way that Brown Miller and Carol and I are. I do want to take a minute to just mention the phone number for Opera Theater website for their box office. It's 961-0644. Or you can go to the Opera Theater website, which is experienceopera.org, and look for Sing for Siteman. And we would love to see you there.
And if you can't remember all that, just go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, and we'll have all that information and links there. You know, we made the point earlier that cancer touches everyone, and it really is true in one way or the other. I'll say for myself, my dad's mother and my own mother died from cancer. So, Brian, as someone that's been there yourself, you know, we're talking about, you know, we don't want the evening to be too heavy. How have you kept your good attitude and your sense of humor?
I believe that having a snarky sense of humor is a definite plus in a situation like that. But one of the things that got me through was music, listening to internet radio, WFMT in Chicago, BBC Radio 3, before we had the Radio Arts Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I love the range of music in this. It's everything from Lerner and Lowe to Richard Strauss and Rachmaninoff and Massenet to Franz Lehár and Richard Rodgers. It's just, I think there's really something for everyone in this program.
And what do you have planned as being the MC?
I'll just be doing some introductions and some of my own experiences.
It's the fifth annual Sing for Siteman event. It's going to be Monday, June the 9th. The time is 7:30. At the Performing Arts Center at John Burroughs School. Again, go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page if you'd like more information about that. And just one final question for all of you. It's sort of a recap question, I guess, but why does this annual benefit mean so much to you personally? And Kim, can we start with you?
Yes, it means so much to me. I did start to think of all the friends and family I've had affected by cancer, and the list was just too long. It's very personal, I think, for all of us and every single person participating in this. The fact that we can do this, and we are so grateful to Opera Theater and the singers and John Burroughs for allowing this to happen, I'm happy to just be a part of making it happen.
That's Kim Eberline. Brian Miller, how about that question for you?
The first one I attended, I was still in treatment and wearing a wig, and seeing Sylvia McNair, who was the MC that year, and how she had come through, and speaking with her was very inspiring to me. And my own experiences, and a dear friend of mine just had surgery for stage one breast cancer with Tim Eberline. And just the continuing good works that Siteman is doing for everyone in this field is an inspiration.
And Carol, of course, you told us a story of your parents, but how does this really touch your heart every year?
Every year I get up and I talk about my dad, and it's a really healing moment for me. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And it's my favorite time of year.
Well, it's a great cause, and it should be a really enjoyable evening with some superb talent as well. Monday, June 9th, the fifth annual Sing for Siteman. Carol Wong, Brian Miller, and Kim Eberline, thank you all for being here, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Bosnian Born. It's a new art exhibit. This is St. Louis Public Radio.